This fall, American movie audiences can see Romania transformed into North Carolina in the screen adaptation of Cold Mountain. Moviegoers this summer saw Prague turned into Venice in The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. The city of Prague and its surroundings have reigned as a movie location for more than a decade. American studios shoot movies there, sometimes for the spectacular locations, but mostly to save money. Locations in what George W. Bush has called the New Europe are luring studios away from longtime locations elsewhere by offering beautiful scenery and cheaper labor. David Darcy has the second of two reports on movie making abroad.
One of the best preserved Nazi concentration camps is in the Czech Republic just outside Prague. Two more camps were built there recently by Hollywood studios.
Cap, what's happening? Why are they shooting at us?
You can't read the roof.
Hearts War with Bruce Willis was shot in the Czech Republic because it's cheap compared to Los Angeles or Italy. The infrastructure is good, and there are locations that look like they did 50 years ago, or 300 years ago. The Brothers Grimm, Terry Gilliam's latest project, was shot there. So was The Knight's Tale, set in the Middle Ages, and Shanghai Nights with Jackie Chan. Central Europe's location of choice used to be Croatia, but the war that divided the former Yugoslavia made it too risky in the 1990s. In Prague, even last summer's floods, which submerged the city, didn't stop film production for long. Prague's mayor, Pavel Bem, says foreign filmmaking has become an important industry in the Czech Republic.
It brings quite significant incomes to the city budget and the state budget. So I think the growing film industry is an important segment of the Czech Republic economy.
All of this amounts to about $250 million a year in business for the Czech Republic. And Matthew Stillman, who runs Still King Productions in Prague, is determined to expand it.
And our estimate is that this year it will increase another 50%. It is the hot place to go to. It's overtaken Montreal for the first time this year in terms of volume and activity that's going on here. There's probably this year 12 to 15 major studio productions, which is a huge amount because they're making less and less. So it's the top end of a busy market.
To keep productions in Prague, Czechs have finally created their own film commission, sort of like an Olympic commission to lure projects there. Tomáš Čeči, who runs Prague Studios, says they can't just pitch cheapness any longer.
You do have a very great and very efficient infrastructure over here, and you are working with professionals who can be compared to a professional anywhere else.
Czechs hope that professionalism keeps the highest budget productions in the Czech Republic. The $80 million League of Extraordinary Gentlemen was shot there last year, over 11 months.
In times of great peril, the world must call upon the services of a singular individual.
Welcome to the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
I'm waiting to be impressed.
The crew built a section of Venice on the Vltava River and rebuilt it after floods washed it away. Los Angeles producer Michael S. Nelson was on the set.
We were a large build movie. If we were to have built those sets in North America, for instance, I estimate the cost about $20 million versus under $5 million there.
Not every film can spend that kind of money on construction. Nelson told his brother, actor and director Tim Blake Nelson, that Prague was too expensive for Tim's Nazi death camp film, The Gray Zone, which built gas chambers and ovens in Bulgaria 3 years ago. The movie's Israeli financiers were already making action and horror films in that country. Tim Blake Nelson made The Gray Zone for $4 million.
Poland was going to cost double that, based on my brother's projections. And Romania was the same as Bulgaria, but without the contacts. And when your financier is saying, please shoot at our facility, you listen to that.
For the sake of cost, films are abandoning the Czech Republic or just bypassing it as they head east to hungry new competitors: Poland, Lithuania, Ukraine, Romania, and Bulgaria. The Gray Zone had death camp uniforms made locally at a huge saving, Tim Blake Nelson says, even with the bribes he had to pay to get them ready on time. The director says he could also afford to make sure his fake Auschwitz wasn't turned into an action set.
There were some threats of shooting some action movies in there, but we begged them not to do that. These were enormous structures. One of them had a furnace room with 5 3 crucible ovens that worked practically. And it cost $75,000 to build. I think in the United States it would have been $750,000. So we recreated, even for a film, what should never be rebuilt. I don't mean to be self-righteous, but I guess I am being a little self-righteous. I just don't... We wanted them destroyed, and they were.
Tim Blake Nelson is ready to shoot in Bulgaria again, but for some productions, even Bulgaria costs too much. Viktor Grodecki is a Polish director trained at the Prague Film Academy who shot three features in Prague. Grodecki shot his latest film, a lavish adaptation of the surrealist novel Insatiability, in Lithuania for under $2 million.
The talent in Lithuania is unbelievable. HBO is shooting there. A lot of American producers, French are there. Lithuania is a new Prague in a way. Wonderful studios in Vilnius.
Now that film producers have discovered Vilnius, Grodecki thinks the city's 15 minutes of fame may already be up. He's heading farther east.
It is changing so fast that I'm afraid within 2 years we have to go farther east. We will go to Ukraine for sure. We already have plans for that. And maybe to Belarus, but we have to wait till this idiot goes out. You know that they have a great sound stages in Kyrgyzstan and also Tajikistan. Is also over. Beautiful studios, you know, communists, you know. They believed in it, and I think we'll go over, you know.
But will Hollywood follow him? It might seem improbable for the major studios, but producer Michael S. Nelson won't rule it out.
Oh, we're in the business of making what's improbable real.
Nelson says the new frontiers for film locations are outside Europe, in South Africa and Australia, which have landscapes, infrastructure, low cost, and unlike Prague, predictable weather. Czechs say a new film shot there will reaffirm Prague's status. It's Van Helsing, a record-budget horror movie from Universal about a bounty hunter who tracks down Dracula and Frankenstein. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.